Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Do you have a good weekend? Yeah, busy, busy, but it was okay too. One minute. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you there are solutions within every market. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. And if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, we would be celebrating today as we do every day, Ron Siegel Radio. Today, well, I guess actually I've got to look it up because I had the wrong month in here. So I was looking at June 5th. It says National... Ooh, holy cow, it says National Moonshine Day. And we can't have National Moonshine Day on July 5th because that falls on June 5th. So we'll chat for a second here. Think about this one. Did you have a great 4th of July? Was it a enjoyable day for you and your family? Today, there are two celebrations today. I'm going to suggest to you, one of them might have got a little insight into yesterday, July 5th, National Bikini Day. Yeah, you can't go wrong on National Bikini Day. And remember, it's also Apple Turnover Day today. So we will celebrate both of those occasions, National Bikini Day. Well, I guess if I'm talking about National Bikini Day, it would not hurt us to talk about the Cub Scouts. How does he get from National Bikini Day to the Cub Scouts? Got to be an interesting correlation there. I will share it with you right here, right now. So think about this concept. Apparently, you know, every event nowadays, where events cost a lot of money. Camps cost a lot of money. Always trying to find ways to make these camps more inclusive. Well, there was a camp, Cub Scout Camp, I believe it's in Pennsylvania, and they got a new sponsor for their camp. And some parents weren't too excited about it. Now, this is, you got to wonder. I mean, people have a lot of reasons to be upset about a lot of things. I don't get half the time why people are upset. I think it's upset for the reason of being upset or trying to see if they can get their 15 minutes of fame. But parents were upset at a Camp Scout, a Cub Scout camp, easy for me to say. And it is in the state of Colorado. It was Pennsylvania. It's Colorado. So think about Colorado. What comes to mind, obviously, when you're a Ron Siegel Radio listener? Yeah, you might have thought of Colorado being one of the first states in the union to legalize marijuana. But they have a problem at the Cub Scout camp. Because Hooters was a sponsor. Can you believe that one? Now, the girls there, they came and they were helping out at the camp in addition to helping pay for the young people to get into the camp. And some of the moms weren't too happy about Hooters as a sponsor. You just got to wonder. I mean, they didn't even wear their normal Hooters attire. They were wearing a little bit more modest attire. I wonder what the heck, why do people have to worry and be upset about almost everything, especially as we head right into National Bikini Day. So just a little thought there, just throwing that out there. Would you be upset if your Cub Scout went to a camp that had young ladies there? And I got to share this with you. I was with my nephew, 9-year-old nephew, this past weekend. Very funny because there were some conversations that were going on that, you know, the typical 9-year-old, you wonder if they're going to understand it. And in going through the conversation, he basically came out and said his comments as far as whether he understood or not led us to believe and understand completely that he had no clue what we were talking about. And finally, he just says, "Oh, I'm just 9. Exactly. Yet there are parents that get upset because their kids were being assisted at Cub Scout camp by some of the Hooter girls. Unbelievable. I digress and I move along. Bonds, I've been sharing with you that with all of the changes around the world and all the issues around the world, and yes, we did have another weekend or another week of activity that was probably not the best activities from a national security standpoint. But the bonds, the 10-year treasury, there's a lot of concern out there still. And I've been sharing with you. I told you we were going to go between 120, 140 as a yield on the 10-year Treasury. We've actually gone below that 140 mark already. And I think we're going to definitely go down to that 120. There's a lot of issues as to why we're going down there. And we're going to talk about that today as well. Here's some of the issues that you just need to understand of what's going on in our marketplace right now. Is there is a lot of economic uncertainty. And whenever there's economic issues going on in the marketplace, markets just don't like uncertainty. They like to know exactly where we're heading, what's going on. Why do you think the Dow dropped 1,000 points in the 2 days following the European vote to get out of the European Union? Didn't have as much, in my opinion, to do with Europe or Great Britain getting out of the Union. What it really had to do with, again, in my observation, is the markets got it wrong. The markets don't like uncertainty. They thought that Europe was going to vote to stay in. Europe voted to get out. So the market had to correct itself, and it didn't like it. We look and see what's going on right now. There's a big, great repricing going on. And I'm sharing with you that as I am speaking to you, the bonds are dropping drastically. We're on a regular basis. We're seeing that the Dow Jones Industrial Average off 126 points. To you, doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Oil down $2.21 a barrel. That is very heavily because it came out now that the U.S. has more in oil reserves than Saudi Arabia, more oil reserves than Saudi Arabia. Now, the question becomes, how are we going to get at it? How are we going to use it? What are we going to use it for? But then we look at the 10-year Treasury, and it's at 1.363 right now. The German 10-year, a negative 0.8. They're selling safes in Europe. People want to put their money in a safe because they get all of it out when they pull it out. Yet if they put it into the German 10-year bond or the Japan 10-year, they don't get all their money back. They're worried about that, so they're just putting it right into a safe because at least they know they'll get all their money back from that. What does that mean to you? Well, it means if you haven't looked into refinancing your home, if you've been waiting to buy a new home, if your lease is coming up, all of those things are great for you. Now is the time to take action. Now is the time to look into buying a new home, refinancing your home. I was told you, I reported last week from Chapman University, maybe it was the week before now, that I was over at the economic forecast update at Chapman University, and they're talking about all of the new permits for new housing are coming in multifamily homes. So we're not going to get a lot of new single-family residents on the market. The existing home prices, because people still want those, they're going to continue to rise. As the demand continues to rise, prices go up. We've been talking about that as well. As prices go up, you need to look into refinancing. If you bought more than 6 months ago, let's either look at a FHA streamline refinance. Veterans, you can do an interest rate reduction loan. Both of those, very, very little cost, if anything, and you just start saving money right away if you take action. If you bought an FHA home and it's over 6 months ago, there might be an opportunity that you can even buy again, or not buy again, but refinance and get rid of the mortgage insurance or cut the mortgage insurance in half. That saves you more money. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about reasons to buy this summer, more on consolidation loans. We had a lot of questions about that. Couldn't take them on Friday when we had our guests in here. Is bad credit a lifetime sentence? We're going to chat about that as well. Worst financial mistakes new parents can make, and you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. VIPHeroProgram.com is where you can find out all the details. First responders, military, active, retire, reserve, police, fire, teachers, all part of the heroes for Ron Siegel Radio. Real estate professionals giving back, actually it's the hero providers are giving back $5,000 to $10,000 in rebates when you buy a home using these different, and just mention the VIP Hero Program. Check it out. VIPHeroProgram.com is the website. Worst financial mistakes that parents can make, new parents make. Interesting. So what are some of these new issues? And I'm going to share with you because I've gone through some of these myself, understanding what they're all about. And it was a long time ago, those of you that are tweeting me and saying that, you know, you're old. Yes, true. So as a new parent, some financial mistakes we want to avoid. Number one, do not skimp on life insurance. A lot of times you can get life insurance through your employers. You want it both on mom and dad, not just one. Regardless of whether mom and dad are both working, you want life insurance on both. And I'll share with you precisely why. Say, and I'm not trying to be sexist or gender specific or any of that, but say dad is working, mom is home doing the important stuff, taking care of the baby. Okay? And I'm going to share with you, I said it when my kids were little, my wife's job was much more difficult than mine. She stayed home with the kids. I went to work. I had the easy job. So what happens if the breadwinner, almost everybody says, okay, well, we're going to get them insurance. But think about the additional expenses if something happens to the stay-at-home parent. Right? I mean, you're going to have to then take care of, there's going to be an extra expense for care, extra expense for someone to be watching the children while the breadwinner is still at work. So think about that. You got to have plenty of life insurance for both. Term insurance is the cheaper product, but again, that's a short-term solution. My oldest was first born. I looked into these things and I said, you know something? I think that I'm going to buy universal insurance instead of term insurance. And a lot of my friends were kind of chuckling because they were paying significantly less money for their insurance than I was paying for mine. But the coin flips down the road because if you pay into your universal insurance long enough, then you'll have that insurance. Number one, you have it forever, and all of a sudden you can stop paying on it, and it continues to pay for itself. And when you're doing it and buying it when you're extremely young, it's very inexpensive. So you're going to build up some good over time. Again, second of the mistakes new parents can make. Make sure you have a will. And what happens if something happens to mom and dad? Who's going to take care of the young people? Big issue right there. I see it all the time where people don't have a will, don't have a trust, and when something happens, then it falls back on the state. The state has a default plan for everybody. The question is, do you trust the state to take care of your family? And do you want to put that burden on to your family in a time of crisis? Having no spending plan or a no rainy day savings, another big issue. Spending out of control. We talk about this on a regular basis when we talk about the fact that we don't save money in the U.S. Not saving money is a big problem use a tracking app. Mint is a good one that you can use. I believe Mint is still free. I didn't look it up, but this was one that was free. Categorize your spending according to needs and wants, then prioritize. Build a savings plan for unexpected expenses. 3 to 6 months of everything in your life is a good starting point for that. I just did a report recently that if people had a $500 unexpected expense, they didn't know how to deal with it. Find deals on items your baby's going to grow out of. There's going to be a lot of deals out there. Revise your spending plan as kids grow. Number four, savings for college, the expense of your retirement. Yeah, put away some growth. 529 plans. Talk to a financial professional. That's right for you. You can look at some of the universal life policies. You can see if that's right for your family. There's a lot of different options. But as a young person, we don't think about those right away because it's all about a plan. Forgetting to add the baby or health insurance policy, a biggie. You have 30 days after birth to add the baby to a work-based health plan. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, talk to your benefits people and make sure that you're doing what you need to in that instance as well. Just a few thoughts for you. Those are some of the worst financial mistakes new parents can make. The Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Again, $5,000 to $10,000 in savings for those people who qualify as a hero to Ron Siegel Radio. That would be military, active duty, veterans, retired reserves, money coming back to you, law enforcement, fire professionals, first responders, teachers, all folks that are part of the VIP Hero Program. VIPHeroProgram.com is the solution for you, or I suggest is the solution for you. You go out, go over there, see if you qualify. Pretty simple. There's a button that says, Heroes Start Here. Pretty simple. You have to keep things simple on Ron Siegel Radio. So we were talking last week a bit about debt consolidation loans, and I did get some questions. There are all a combination of debt consolidation loans and the streamline loans. There are streamline loans that are quasi-stream, I should say. You've got the FHA streamline, and you've got the Veterans Interest Rate Reduction Loan. Both of those loans, to most people, are going to be in the very, very low 3% range. So if you are a veteran, you're paying more than 3%. If you are bought a new home with an FHA loan and you're paying more than 3%, I'm going to suggest that you might want to make a call and just see if it makes sense for you. I don't know if you're going to save money or not. Can't answer that part of it without simply looking at a mortgage statement. Now, I know that 6 months ago, the Freddie Mac rate was, we're looking at June 25th, 2015, 4.02. So that's a year ago, 4.02. And the Freddie Mac rate today, as of last Thursday, 3.48. And it'll be a little bit lower again this week on Thursday when they come out. 3.48. is the 30-year fixed-rate loan from Freddie Mac. Now, does that mean you qualify for that? Necessarily. Not everybody's going to qualify. What they do for a Freddie Mac rate, it's advertising, folks. So how do they come up with an advertised rate? It's the same as anything that they do in advertising. They're going to use the absolute best possible scenario. Now, you may not qualify for the absolute best possible scenario. That doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that you cannot still take advantage, because even if paying four and a half, maybe even in the high threes, it might make sense. In fact, it always makes sense. If you don't have a mortgage professional that is part of your household board of directors, I sent out probably 30 emails over the weekend just telling people this is where the market is, this is where you are, and maybe a time to chat. Doesn't mean that it is time. It means maybe it's time. And I'm going to suggest to you, you got to always be looking. There's never a wrong time to be looking at some of these different issues just because we are always in the market here. Think about those things. We're always in the market of what's going on. Where do we stand? Where do you project to be? Think about that. We're going to talk about that more when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We will also talk about reasons to buy this summer. Is bad credit a life sentence? You can reach any time. Call off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some guidance. That message is your consumer advocate. Will be delivered every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real time real estate stack today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR to 79564. PEAR 79564. PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review. And one of the real estate professionals will reach out to you and get you the information you need to make an educated decision on what you want to do with property. We're going to talk more about those educated decisions in just a minute. But reasons to buy real estate this summer. Temperature isn't the only thing heating up. So is the housing market. Prices are going to continue to rise. CoreLogic's latest home price index report, homes have appreciated by 6.2% over the last 12 months. Support predicts that prices will continue to increase at a rate of 5.3% over the next year. Very, very similar number to what Chapman University's economic forecast update came out with. They came out saying 4.6%. The Home Price Expectation Survey polls over 100 economists. One of them is the recently deceased past one of the leaders of the over Chapman. He passed away in April, but he was one of the distinguished members of this home price expectation survey. Their most recent report projects home values to appreciate by more than 3.2% a year for the next 5 years. The bottom in home prices, it's gone. Home values will continue to appreciate for years. Waiting no longer makes sense. Mortgage interest rates are projected to increase. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey shows that interest rates for 30-year mortgage have remained around 4%. Again, that market survey right now I just shared with you is at 3.48%. Most experts predict that they will begin to rise over the next 12 months. Mortgage Bankers Association, Freddie Mac, and the National Association of Realtors are in unison projecting that rates will be up almost a full percentage point by this time next year. That's happened, but hey, you know something? Here's the issue. At 3.48 is a Freddie Mac rate, 30-year fixed rate. They're not going to go down much at all. There's not a long way to go down. So protect yourself. Just a thought right there. Either way, you are paying a mortgage. As the paper from the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University explains, households must consume housing whether they own or rent. Not even accounting for more favorable tax treatment of owning, homeowners pay debt service to pay down their own principal, while households that pay rent pay down the principal of the landlord, plus the landlord's getting a rate of return. That's another reason owning often does, as Americans intuit, end up making more financial sense. It's time to move on with your life. That's the biggie. A lot of people have been kind of tied up in their real estate recently. They have not been doing as they wish. And how do I know that? Well, for years and years and years and years, maybe even decades, people have held on to their homes for 6 years. That's been a national average. Well, starting in 2008, that started creeping up. until we got to about 2013 when it got to 10 years. So it went from a 6-year hold to a 10-year hold. Why did that happen going from 2000 to 2013? About 10 years for about 3 years. 2015 actually dropped a little bit to 9 years. Why did that happen? Why did it start reversing itself? Well, people did not believe they had equity in their properties to make a change. We've talked to you about that. Now we know that you have equity in your home. We know that you have equity in your property. A lot of people don't realize it. So here's the issue that I'm going to share with you right there. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will get you the information, let you know what kind of equity you have. That way, as the report suggests, you can move on with your life. Maybe you want a bigger home. Maybe there's more kids. Maybe you got married. Maybe your kids have all left the nest. You're wanting to downsize. Maybe you're looking higher. We talked to Jay Kaplan about the idea of retiring, buying a new home, and not ever having a mortgage payment. Those are all issues that are available. Those are all issues that are there. Think about that. Just a process for you. That is the Real Time Real Estate, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Before the break, we were chatting a bit about the debt consolidation loans. We were talking about restructuring. We were talking about the FHA streamline loan or the VA interest rate reduction loan. So let's talk about those. The VA loan is, it's a simple one to talk about because in most instances, there is no appraisal. There's very little qualification. Sign some papers, read some disclosures, understand the program, the product, submit a little bit of documentation, and you get an interest rate, as the name suggests, interest rate reduction loan. Your payments go down right away. Those loans right now are in the low 3% range for most people. Very, very low 3%. If you're not in that area, it's simple. You make a call, you fill out an application, just confirm a little bit of details, and away you go with a new loan starting, well, today's the 5th of July, if you're listening to us live. So September, you make a new payment. Pretty simple, isn't it? Save money. How much money? I don't know. But if you save $100 a month, does that sound like a good deal to you? That would be, what, $36,000 over the life of the loan? I saw a sheet just recently. It was one of the credit repair companies that I have a relationship with sent out this document saying how much money you would lose or how much money bad credit can cost. Well, I'm not talking about bad credit right now. I mean, I do talk about bad credit. Think about this. By not changing that loan and saving $100 a month, you're talking about $36,000 a year. Bad credit, and I'll just throw these numbers out at you, being that I've got it in front of me. Bad credit can save you, in the illustration, I'm not going to go through all the details, but going from a poor credit score to an excellent credit score, in many instances, mortgage savings, $173,000, student loan savings, $7,000, auto loans, $1,800, credit card, $6,500. You're talking about $200,000 in savings in a lifetime by the difference between good credit and bad credit. I'm going to suggest to you that, well, we'll talk about it in the next segment, but maybe you want to talk to our friends over at creditsanitizer.com and have a conversation with them about what you're doing. If it makes sense for you to restructure your loans, and Credit Sanitizer, they're going to help you. I had a conversation yesterday. Somebody always paid their bills on time, but they went through a divorce and their name, here's a big issue. A lot of people going through divorce don't watch this close enough. But they're going through a divorce, and they end up with their credit being killed because of the divorce. We'll talk about that in the Credit Matters segment, because I want to get back to our conversation. VA loan. That interest rate reduction, it's very simple. Now let's think about the other side of it. Let's think about the FHA loan. The VA loan is obvious. It's for veterans only. Got to qualify as a veteran. Your DD-214 says the information veterans if you qualify. Now, those that are not qualified on the veteran side, the first-time home buyer, the most common product for first-time home buyers, I would suggest is going to be the FHA loan. FHA loan, we want to look at a couple of things. They've got the Streamline, which is another very, very low-doc, simple method of reducing your interest rate, reducing your payments, just like we were talking about with the VA referral loan. Think of four payments, say $200, $300 a month, very low cost getting involved in it, very, very little bit paperwork and getting involved in it, not a lot of work to it. Then you take the next step because maybe, here's again, you got to look at this. What about the idea of getting rid of mortgage insurance? What about the idea of cutting that mortgage insurance in half? Does that make sense to you? If you've got $300 in mortgage insurance, if your interest just stays the same and you can get rid of it, you save $300 a month. If you can cut the mortgage in half, obviously you're saving $150 a month, $1,800 a year, right? There's some serious numbers. That's a loan is $54,000 over the life of your loan. I'm going to suggest to you, you want to consistently be looking at these things to see where, how you can save money. When you can save that money, what do you do with it? Don't go spend it. We'll have you talk to one of your area trusted professionals, your household board of directors, and give you an idea of how to save that. Because right now, many of us are in the saving or the wealth accumulation phase of our lives. If you're out there working hard every day, wouldn't you like to be retired maybe a year or two earlier? Can I guarantee it? No. But I can show you some game plans, some ideas on how that might work by putting you in touch with the right people to help you. You save $150 a month. What if you invest that the right way? What's that going to mean to you in 30 or 40 years or 20 years, whenever you want to retire? You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, it is bad sentence. What about bad credit that's not a cause of your own, like I was telling you about this divorce case? We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. You just got to go to the website, check it out, top left button, top seven, those two that I recommend most frequently, just because the one is the top left, I believe, and I looked at their site recently, but I believe that's the one that's an annual report for your credit for a year, and then come back to you and give you some suggestions if maybe legal counsel might be in a value to you. They give you 1 year's worth of services there, and I think it's about $500, something along those lines. It's not a huge amount of money. So there is that's the thought process with your Credit Sanitizer. Is credit a life sentence? Well, I'm going to suggest to you, no, it's not a lifetime sentence. The question really is more of what are you doing with it? If you choose to do nothing, well, then it could be a lifetime sentence. If you're acting, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then no, it's not a lifetime sentence. It's just an issue of following the procedure. And the procedure is that difficult, right? I mean, you just go in there, you send out the letters that they're going to generate for you with your under your guidance and ask to have your verified. That's the big issue. Your credit needs to be there. Nothing has to be on your credit report. What the credit report and what the laws basically say is anything that's on your report has to be accurate, complete, and verifiable. Accurate, complete, and verifiable. If they're not, it has to come off your report. That's just the way it works. So think about that. When you look at your credit report, and if you haven't looked at your credit report, you need to. Now, I share with you on a regular basis, here's two different groups of people that should really have an intense focus on their credit report. Those who have had any kind of problems with credit, obviously, right? If you filed bankruptcy, Chapter 7, Chapter 13, been behind, had a short sale, foreclosure, all of those issues, any kind of derogatory events, you need to be looking at your credit report, and the likelihood is probably 9 out of 10 are going to need to do work on your credit report because bankruptcies are almost always reported incorrectly. They're clearing items off your report, and they're incorrect. Now, if you've all been recently divorced, I suggest there also, the attorneys, they understand the law. And when you chat with the divorce attorneys most frequently, they're going to tell you when they're dealing with the law, the judges look at the very bottom line of what's required. They don't go to what's equitable. They go to what the law is basically a minimum point. So here's the issue in that instance as well is look at what your ex-spouse has done. The attorneys, they're going to say, okay, party one is responsible for the mortgage. Party two is responsible for the credit card. But if the opposite party doesn't get their name off of those credit issues or credit items, we call them trade lines, if your name isn't off the trade line, they're going to still be reported against your or for the benefit of your Social Security number. So I was with somebody yesterday, and they said, oh, I want to look at buying a house in a year because I went through a divorce, and my ex ended up filing bankruptcy. And even though I always pay my bills on time, my name was on some of the same items that were his and he filed on, and my credit got messed up. I did not file divorce. And when the comment came that, well, we want to start looking at this a year from now when I'm ready to buy a house, I said, no. We start looking at that right now. You go to Credit Sanitizer today or tomorrow, because we were talking yesterday, and start looking at this immediately. Because getting your credit report correct. Now, there are rescoring methods that can be done immediate, and they're generally going to be short-term solutions. But those are not the things that we're talking about when we talk about repairing your credit. We're talking about, and we're not talking about sending out a letter saying it's not mine, because that hurts you down the road, and I can explain that to you at a later date. But that hurts you. Sending out that letter that says it's not mine if it is, that hurts you. But if you have something that says, hey, this was my husband's or ex-husband's liability, here's the documentation to support it. And again, when you go to the credit bureaus, don't push their dispute button. That's not good because they give you 140 characters to say nothing. I mean, think about trying to tweet out a response as to why your credit stinks or why there's an error on your report. Doesn't work that way. You got to do it the right way with the letters and supporting documentation. Okay, so divorce decree says my spouse is responsible for this trade line. He then filed bankruptcy. It should not be affecting me. I did not give a personal guarantee. Here's the judge's orders. Then the reporting bureau is going to go back and verify the information. If the creditor can't verify otherwise, then they've got to remove it from your credit report. Leave it on his. His may or may not, or hers, whoever the other party is, they may be reporting properly. I don't know. But you want to make sure yours is. That's why I shared with this person yesterday, get started right away. Time will heal credit wounds. So here's another issue According to FICO, 6% of Americans have lower than a 700 credit score. And I heard, again, this one was came from another event that I was at yesterday. Somebody asked me, I have to have a credit score over 700 to get a home loan. No, you don't. FHA loans, they go down to, well, they actually can go down even lower, but for the most part, you want to be above 640. Yes, you can get them lower than that. There are loans that will do a home loan, depending on your down payment, as low as 500 I've seen. There are all kinds. Time heals credit wounds. That is a, but it can also be a catch-22. The older a trade line is, the further away it is from recent activity, the less impact it's going to have on your credit score. If you've got a debt out there, if you've got a judgment, and you try to buy a house, well, you got to satisfy that judgment, or else most lenders are not going to lend you for the house. When you satisfy the judgment, it re-ages it, even if you pay just $1 toward it. Even if you settle it for less than the amount, but you agree on it, and if you do that, make sure you get in writing what the settlement amount is, but it's going to re-age it, so it can be a snake bite waiting for you. So the key to improving your credit has to do with the following. Number one, pay down credit card debt. 10% or less of the limit is ideal. Settle any collections that are within the past 4 years or the statute of limitations in your state. Many states are different. Try to settle for deletion when possible, that they're going to delete the trade line. Again, remember I told you just a second ago, pay a dollar on it and it re-ages. You want to settle for deletion. If they'll not delete the collection, pay as little as possible. Always, always, always get that in writing. Look for mistakes on your credit. Studies say 25% of credit reports have errors. I don't know who was doing the study, and I don't know what they were studying, but I've never seen a credit report that didn't have errors. So, again, I'm going to say that you need to really, even if it's just a wrong address and you're showing 10 addresses and you've only had three and they're variations of addresses, the bureaus say they don't, but I believe in looking at some of the reports that we've seen that it affects your FICO score because they say it's a lack of stability. So make sure all of that information is correct. If you had poor credit, reestablish new credit if needed. Most lenders are looking for you to have three or more lines of credit paid as agreed. If you do not have an active credit card, open a secured card with the proper institutions. I think they've got one on Credit Sanitizer's website. But you need to make sure it's reporting. That's the important part. It has to report to the bureaus. How long can negative items affect your credit? Most delinquent items will report on your credit for 7 years. Here are a few exceptions. Charge-offs, 7.5 years from the first missed payment. They kind of fudge that a little bit, so make sure you watch it. Bankruptcy, Chapter 7 remains for 10 years from the date filed. Chapter 13 remains 7 years from the date discharged, or a maximum of 10 years. Tax liens, released tax liens remain for 7 years from the date of release. Withdrawn tax liens will be removed as soon as the credit bureaus become aware of the withdrawal. There's a lot of legislation going through on all these things right now. So it doesn't have to be a life sentence unless you do not take action. And I'm suggesting you need to be the one taking action, and you need to be the one setting that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time. Ron Siegel Radio.